HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Cultural Literacy, What Every American Needs to Know by E.D. Hirsch, Jr. With an appendix, What Literate Americans Know by E.D. Hirsch, Jr., Joseph Kett, and James Treffel. Read by Jim Meskimen. A note before we begin. Don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider.
Dedication. To the memory of my father. Preface. Rousseau points out the facility with which children lend themselves to our false methods. The apparent ease with which children learn is their ruin. John Dewey. There is no matter what children should learn first, any more than what leg you should put into your breeches first. Sir, you may stand disputing which is best to put in first, but in the meantime your backside is bare. Sir, while you stand considering which of two things you should teach your child first, another boy has learnt them both. Samuel Johnson. To be culturally literate is to possess the basic information needed to thrive in the modern world. The breadth of that information is great, extending over the major domains of human activity, from sports to science. It is by no means confined to culture, narrowly understood as an acquaintance with the arts, nor is it confined to one social class. Quite the contrary. Cultural literacy constitutes the only sure avenue of opportunity for disadvantaged children, the only reliable way of combating the social determinism that now condemns them to remain in the same social and educational condition as their parents. That children from poor and illiterate homes tend to remain poor and illiterate is an unacceptable failure of our schools, one which has occurred not because our teachers are inept, but chiefly because they are compelled to teach a fragmented curriculum based on faulty educational theories. Some say that our schools by themselves are powerless to change the cycle of poverty and illiteracy. I do not agree. They can break the cycle, but only if they themselves break fundamentally with some of the theories and practices that education professors and school administrators have followed over the past.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?